1,000 analog parameters, qubit frequencies, pulse amplitudes, phases, adjusted continuously, in real time, while the quantum algorithm ran without stopping.
This is the first time a reinforcement learning agent operated the hardware of a superconducting quantum processor without interrupting the computation. The result set a world record for logical error rate.
This is the AI expert wire. The day RL stopped tuning models and started tuning qubits, and the bottleneck that capped the useful runtime of quantum computation began to give way. Google Quantum AI published in Nature a demonstration that directly attacks one of the most concrete bottlenecks in practical quantum computing. Stop and retune.
For those not in the daily grind of it, every superconducting quantum processor suffers analog drift. Qubits fall out of calibration while the algorithm runs. Frequencies deviate, phases slip, pulse amplitudes drift. Until now, the solution was to stop everything, recalibrate manually, and restart. That cycle imposes a hard ceiling on the duration and complexity of any useful algorithm. It's the reason quantum computing is still, in large part, confined to shallow circuits and short runtimes.
What the paper describes is an RL agent that reads the same binary parity check events that the decoder already uses to correct logical errors, and uses those signals as learning input to adjust the physical parameters of the hardware in parallel, without pausing algorithm execution.
This is a pipeline architecture change, not just an algorithmic one. Before, error detection events had a single destination, the decoder, which calculated logical corrections. Now, the same signal feeds two loops simultaneously, the logical correction loop and the physical hardware control loop. Dual use of the same telemetry stream. Simple to describe, hard to implement without introducing interference between the two loops.
Experiments ran on Willow, the superconducting processor that Google unveiled in late 2024. Surface codes of distance 5 and 7 were used, and a color code of distance 5. The decoder was Alpha Qubit 2, the neural network successor to the original Alpha Qubit, trained specifically for error reading on Willow.
The agent managed approximately 1,000 analog control parameters with a factored multivariate Gaussian policy. The factored structure is not an implementation detail. It is what makes the problem scalable. The agent exploits the local sparsity of the surface code's factor graph. Physical errors primarily affect neighboring detectors, so the policy decomposes into local subproblems. That is what enables simulations up to a distance 15 code with convergence rates independent of total system size.
The direct result, a record of 7.72 with uncertainty of 0.09 times 10 to the minus 4 logical errors per cycle in the distance 7 surface code. For the distance 5 color code, 8.19 with uncertainty of 0.14 times 10 to the minus 3.
Fewer than one logical error per 1,000 correction cycles without pausing the machine. This number did not exist before.
And the comparison that closes the argument. Even after exhaustive calibration performed by human experts, expensive, time-consuming, and considered state-of-the-art, the RL agent's fine-tuning suppressed the logical error rate by an additional 20%. The human system reached a point. RL went beyond.
That gap between best possible human calibration and best RL calibration is the number that defines the operational value of the approach. It is not RL replacing the human expert. It is RL finding what the expert can no longer find manually.
Thank you.
But what the paper announces goes beyond the qubit record. There is an architectural pattern here with direct implications for those who design critical systems outside the quantum lab.
Google demonstrated that observability telemetry can be repurposed as an active control signal. In production systems, data centers, electrical distribution networks, industrial control, there exists an almost doctrinal separation between the monitoring pipeline and the actuation pipeline. You observe through one channel, you act through another, with a human operator, a rule system, or an approval process in between.
RL collapses that separation. The same event that signals a problem becomes the input that trains the correction. The feedback loop closes at the infrastructure layer, not the application layer.
The most revealing number is not the static record, it is the artificial drift test. Researchers introduced controlled perturbations, sinusoidal modulations, step variations, stroboscopic profiles, conditions analogous to what a production system sees when there are temperature fluctuations, RF interference, or gradual component degradation. The agent combined with the decoder delivered a 3.5-fold improvement in logical stability.
3.5 times, not 20%. That jump between static conditions and adversarial conditions is the data that matters for those thinking about SLA. Production systems do not live in the mean. They live in the tails of the distribution.
For the architect looking at quantum computing as future infrastructure, what this changes is the useful runtime calculation. Any complex quantum algorithm today has an expiration date dictated by stop and retune. If RL keeps calibration alive during execution, that deadline begins to extend. Algorithms for quantum chemistry, combinatorial optimization, material simulation, all depend on long runtime to produce usable results. This paper moves the visible limit.
But we need to be rigorous about what was demonstrated and what has not yet been.
The agent still requires a starting point calibrated by human experts. Calibration ab initio, starting from zero without prior tuning, has not been demonstrated. RL refines an already viable state. It does not build that state. This means the onboarding cost of a new chip has not changed.
The physical error rate still needs to stay below the fault tolerance threshold of the architecture, which sits between 10 to the minus 2 and 10 to the minus 3. RL does not relax that limit. It operates within the existing tolerance window. It does not expand the window. If the hardware is outside the threshold, RL does not save it.
And runs of days or months without interruption have not been demonstrated on hardware. The numerical simulations reached up to a distance 15 surface code, which would imply around 40,000 control parameters, and the convergence rate proved independent of system size, encouraging for scalability. But simulation is not hardware in continuous operation with real workloads.
The paper explicitly names an operational risk. If the RL policy overcorrects or falls out of sync with the decoder state under unmodeled drift, the system can introduce correlated errors. The same mechanism that stabilizes can, under conditions outside the training distribution, amplify the problem.
That is the general principle for any production RL-based control system. The model works in the envelope where it was trained. Outside it, you need explicit guardrails and a clear fallback mechanism. The risk is not that RL is weak. It is that RL is overconfident outside the training domain.
The architectural takeaway this week, whether quantum or classical.
Where in your stack exists an observability loop that is not yet a control loop? Data centers have telemetry on temperature, latency, and consumption that feeds dashboards. Networks have congestion events that feed alerts. Industrial systems have sensors that feed SCADAs. The pattern demonstrated on Willow is direct. That same signal can close the loop in analog control without passing through the human operator as a mandatory intermediary.
Google closed that loop in quantum hardware.
The question is not whether that pattern will appear in critical classical systems. It is who will do it first and what guardrails will need to exist when it does.
Reinforcement learning moved from optimizer of models to operator of quantum hardware. That step does not go backward. Friday, on Edition, what an entire week of industry and policy revealed about the next CapEx cycle in AI. See you then.